And we are back with the victim advocate from Fee and Family. Adriana, I just want to ask you a question. What are some things that people face in the summer, like some difficulties they have to look out for?
Yeah, so while the summer brings many fun activities and opportunities, the summer also brings an increased risk for both domestic and child abuse. There is a studied correlation between hot weather and violence, as the physiological effects of heat can lead to irritability, heightened stress, and sleep deprivation. Summer is also the peak season for events and gatherings, typically with an increased consumption of alcohol. Excessive drinking impairs judgment, and in some cases can even increase the likelihood of aggressive behavior. Summertime also means children are out of school, which can put strain on families both mentally and financially. Teen intimate partner violence also increases during the summer months because they are also out of school and spending more time with their friends and romantic partners.
It is so interesting to hear that because I never really thought about what times of year more things would happen. And we were having a brief discussion with it, and it's something that people probably should be thinking about more. It's like, oh, seasonality does affect your mood.
Absolutely. Yeah, typically during the summer and then in the winter months around Christmas time, we see an increased amount of incidences.
And we'll be getting more into those factors when we come back. And we are back with Andrea to talk about how those factors can be a factor, but are not the contributing reason. So can you get into the increased risks and how they can be mitigated?
Yeah, so like I mentioned, extreme heat, excessive drinking, and more outdoor and family gatherings increase the risk for abuse. And because of that, I want to focus on some of our preventative resources in family advocacy. We have the program Non-Medical Counseling, and that is a short-term solution-focused therapy for individuals, couples, and families. We have the Non-Medical Counseling form via QR code and digital now. So if you would like to make a request, just reach out. We can also connect you with other counseling resources suited to your particular needs within and even outside of the community. We are also constantly developing classes and workshops for individuals, couples, and families, focusing on healthy relationships, parenting, communication, and so much more. Those classes can be found published in the Fleet and Family Guide that comes out quarterly. We also provide unit, command, and organizational family advocacy training to provide a better understanding of the family advocacy program, its process, reporting options, requirements, and services available. And then I wanted to highlight this morning from 9 to 11 is the Pause Against Abuse Walk happening on Marini with my counterpart, Kelsey Galinsky. This is a dog walk talking about how animals can impact domestic abuse and child abuse situations. We will also have Healthy Relationships 101, Not Dependent, Co-parenting Through Separation and Divorce, Parenting in a Digital Age, and Relationship Roadmap workshops all coming up in the next few months. So don't forget to grab a guide for further details and register for these workshops in advance.
It is so amazing you guys offer a plethora of different classes that help people. And I'm going to be honest, sometimes people are hesitant about having outside sources give trainings. I was going to speak personally. When you guys came out, it was absolutely wonderful. You guys are very friendly. So people, don't be afraid to reach out just because it's not someone you directly know. And that's how you get to know people. And people you don't know can help you. So I just want to thank you for that. And when we come back, we'll be giving more information how you can contact them and everything they offer. Andrew, I just want to thank you for coming out. It's been a lovely interview, and I think it's our first time actually on air together, so this was a smooth ride. I appreciate you for coming out. We still have some things to cover, so can you give some reminders for people that are listening?
Yeah, absolutely. So as a quick reminder, I just wanted to let everyone know that we are all mandated reporters under the Department of the Navy, and that means every single person is required to report incidents of domestic and child abuse. But with that being said, family advocacy has restricted and unrestricted reporting options for adults experiencing domestic or intimate partner violence where there is no imminent threat of harm or danger. But all incidences of child abuse can only be unrestricted. If you'd like more information or to report an incident of domestic or child abuse, please give family advocacy a call, and we can be reached at DSN 624-4291 or commercial +39 095 564291. And then, of course, our 24/7 duty line is +39 335 737 0978. We are always happy to collaborate with our community and organizational partners, whether that be for events or to teach an educational workshop or even build a custom training built for your specific needs. So again, please don't hesitate to reach out. And if you'd like any other information on the Fleet and Family Services and programs, again, we can be reached at 624-4291.
Don't be afraid. I've done those trainings. They come out. They're very friendly. They're very nice. You definitely should do that. And thank you for coming out.
Thank you so much.